Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
Before the talk, I just wanted to share a poem with you. Kakurenbu is a book about Ryokan, the famous Japanese poets. So here's the poem. And it's really, to me, a beautiful expression of clarity. True, all the seasons have moonlit nights, but here's the best night to see the moon. The hills never so aloft, the streams never so clear. In the infinite blue of autumn sky flies a disk of light. Neither light nor gloom is graced with a life of its own. The moon and the earth are one, and myself one with them. You know, as the Sangha moves through time, you know, people come and go, and there are people who are new and who have probably not familiar with a lot of the things that are chanted. So periodically I talk about the Gatha of Repentance, which we chant every Sunday morning. And the term Gatha in Sanskrit means verse or hymn. Verse or hymn. In Zen, it's a verse that is chanted. We don't just say it, we chant it. And gathas are about vowing to be more awake in each moment. Chanting a gatha is both physical and emotional. It's not just the rote reciting of the words, but it's something that we experience in both our body and mind fully. And it's one of the first steps that we take in living out the practice in our daily lives. So the gatha in repentance in particular is a vow to live in accordance with the way, meaning that we have chosen to live in a manner that honors life and supports all being. At the same time, it's an acknowledgement of our tendency to fall into duality and to cause harm. A Zen student named Mark Frank writes on his blog, "When I was at Pioneer Valley Zendo in Massachusetts, I had to cut many trees to clear the land to plant a garden. I killed many small animals, insects, and worms. Once, for example, after I dug a well in a hole filled with rainwater, a skunk drowned. My intention was to work for the Buddha Dharma and to create a place of practice. To do so, I harmed many creatures. Even when we work for the benefit of all beings, we harm others. We cannot predict the consequences of our actions. All of us have to eat to live. Even if we don't eat meat, we have to eat vegetables. To live as a human being is to be supported by others' lives and deaths. Even if we are not conscious of it, we may create evil karma that can injure ourselves and others. Therefore, as bodhisattvas, we cannot live without repentance." End quote. What is the meaning of repentance? So this is where Wikipedia comes in handy. Quote, "Repentance is the activity of reviewing one's actions and feeling contrition or regret for past wrongs. It generally involves a commitment to personal change and resolving to live a more responsible and humane life." Now, in human relationships in particular, can be very complicated. And it's very difficult to be clear how we should move in a particular situation. And usually, if there is discord, probably almost always, if there's discord in relationship with others, it's a collaboration, right? It's not just one person that usually creates the problem. The problem arises out of interaction with others. I think in terms of contrition, in terms of repentance, we have to repent for our part, which is very hard to identify. But I think it's important to identify our part. And there is a quote that always sticks in my mind, that to go beyond that is fantasy leading to exhaustion. So part of what the Gatha of Repentance is requiring us to be as clear as we can about what it is that we are repenting for. And if it's in relationship, you know, the other person also has a responsibility to take responsibility and repent for their wrong actions. Now, the following I'm using to clarify the Buddhist view so that there's no confusion about what's intended or what the meaning of the Gatha of Repentance is. So many of us have been raised in the Judeo-Christian religion, which teaches us to believe that we are originally defective. This is conveyed through the doctrine of original sin. Briefly, Adam and Eve, by disobeying God's command not to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge, brought sin and death into the world. It's further taught that as a result, our original nature was corrupted, and that life without sin is impossible. Essentially, each one of us who is born defective, a sinner. No, so that's a general description. People who, you know, can certainly take exception to that. But that's generally how I was raised, or what I was raised to believe as a Christian. So the Gatha of Repentance may sound very similar, but it does not mean the same thing. In Buddhism and in Zen in particular, we are taught that all beings have wisdom and compassion, but because of our attachments and our delusions, we can't always manifest these qualities. Right? So we're not born defective, even though we do things that do harm to others. It's not because we are defective. It's because we are clouded. It's because we can't see clear. It's because we lose our sense of connection. So Suzuki Roshi often said, "You are perfect just as you are." Now, a lot of us don't believe that, right? A lot of us don't have confidence ourselves. A lot of us don't believe that we really are perfect. But the only way to know if that's true or not is to practice and just allow ourselves to see what happens when we practice. And our work as human beings is to actualize the perfection that Suzuki talks about, and we do this moment by moment, forever. So the Gatha of Repentance is a commitment to do this. We all chant this together, and we commit ourselves, both individually and as a Sangha, to take responsibility for our actions, and to do it with clarity. So finally, it's important to point out that to make repentance is not about shame or humiliation. How many of us shame ourselves for things, for times when we fall on our face, feel embarrassment, feel a humiliation? Well, that's not what this is about. This is about seeing that we're merely human beings, and as human beings, there is no perfection. Everybody, no matter how hard they try, everybody falls on their face, except Zen teachers. So this contrition, repentance, is not about beating ourselves up and feeling less. It's a challenge to become more clear so that we don't fall into the same rut a second time, and to become clear so that we take responsibility for what we have done, but not in a harsh way, in a way where we are committing ourselves to do the best we can not to repeat this. Thank you.